This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Chat room got a lot of stuff happening in it. That's nice. Good evening. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, if you do a little bit of math, and if you look at what we have today, with a few exceptions, there are a few exceptions to be sure, but despite the lies, despite the conflations of data, despite the absolute massive wall-to-wall disingenuous mainstream media coming at you all the time, only 42% of adults say that the public needs stricter gun control law, while 52% think increased gun ownership increases public safety, higher than it's been in a long time. And they also say that 42% of the adults, that someone in the household owns a gun, and 28% say they're planning to buy one. 55% of them say it is for security or protection. Among married women, 49% say that they or someone in their house owns a gun. I don't know why that is a stat. Overwhelmingly, they also agree that gun rights groups, or with gun rights groups, that the Second Amendment will always be relevant and necessary to safeguard against tyranny. 72% believe that. And this view crosses demographic and ideological lines. 52% of Democrats feel this way, as do 52% of those who don't own or plan to buy a gun. Just 23% of those polled think the Second Amendment is no longer relevant or necessary in modern-day America. this is an IBD/TIPP poll. And this comes after years of public, 7 years of Barack Obama doing this. Now 28 executive actions. But Obama hasn't changed anybody's mind about guns. In fact, Democrats have always been with him. More than two-thirds of them believe that increased gun ownership leads to higher incidents of crime. That's something he's staked out for a long time. But only 13% of Republicans and 31% of independents feel this way. 57% of independents and 80% of Republicans believe that more guns lead to less crime, however. And while 72% of the Dems believe that stricter gun control laws would significantly cut crime and keep the guns out of the hands of criminals, only 14% of Republicans and 35% of independents feel this way. This similar divide shows up between red and blue states. Nearly two-thirds of red state adults say that more guns mean less crime, but only 46% of those living in blue states feel this way. So Obama, every time he's tried something, it has backfired on him. His attempt to get gun control legislation through Congress went nowhere. And it led to an explosion of purchases, which is the exact opposite of what he wanted to see happen. He wants to see less guns in hands. Unless, of course, you know, like that conspiracy theory I talked about the other day. His executive actions that he's taken regarding gun sales, one, they don't amount to much of anything, and two, they're not going to do anything about anything. They would not have prevented anything that's happened recently. FBI data shows that it conducted twice as many background checks in 2015 as it did in 2009. Stock prices for gun makers are up significantly over the past year. Smith & Wesson shares are up 123%. Higher than 52 weeks ago. Ruger, they're up 54%. The S&P 500 is down 6.7% versus a year earlier. While the stock market is going south, gun stock value is going north. Public support for gun control is at a record low. And according to the Roper survey, which found that more Americans oppose stricter gun control legislation in October than support it. So opposition against any sort of gun control is at the highest level since Roper started tracking it. Gallup polling saw a bump in support for gun control last fall, but it's still well below previous levels. Even Obama's attempts to demonize the National Rifle Association. In 2013, after Sandy Hook and after they came out with their first little slew of executive actions, the NRA / ILA membership grew by a million. So that has backfired as well. At his little town hall meeting sponsored by CNN last Thursday, he repeatedly complained about the NRA, at one point implying that it has a stranglehold on Congress in this debate and has thwarted sensible reforms. Gallup, however, finds that 58% of America supports the NRA, up from 54% in 2012 and 52% in 2000. The IBD-TIPP poll was taken January 4th through 7th by live interviewers using both land and cell phones. It is a sample size of 748 adults nationwide with a margin of error plus or minus 3.7 percentage points. Now, that part of it is very, very important because there are a lot of people that will simply say, that was flawed. The gun grabbers will say, it was flawed. It doesn't really happen that way. It's not that way. And most of the time, they'll just simply come out and they'll say it's a study done by the John Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Medicine, which is enough said. It's enough said. So, you know. But I find that interesting, given this full court press he's been doing for about the last year. All of the memes that were very carefully crafted back in the 80s and the 90s and everything, still being used today, are failing. They're failing. People don't look at AR-15s anymore as assault weapons. At the very best, they call them what I call them, which is a personal defense weapon, a PDW, which is a designation the Department of Homeland Security gave them. I didn't make it up. I'm just co-opting it. So thank you, DHS. You are good for something from time to time, Jay Johnson. Thanks. Which that isn't even his. I think that was Lucy Napolitano's, yeah. So, one big fail this past year. When we get back, we're going to talk about how John Lott is looking at the Bloomberg information coming out. This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand.
outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, Michael Bloomberg, he's got his own little pet projects that he's running all the time, the Trace, Every Town, Moms, Demand Attention, that kind of stuff. That's just a portion of the money he spends to push gun control, though. He also spends his money on research. And, his TV ad spending can quite easily dwarf that of the NRA. But a lot of people don't notice how much he is spending on research. Few may have noticed how heavily the Obama speech introducing his new executive orders on guns relied on the manufactured facts, if you will. First things first, Congress actually voted to make it harder for public health experts to conduct research into gun violence, made it harder to collect data and facts and develop strategies to reduce gun violence. That claim comes from another study by Michael Bloomberg. In 1996, Congress did pass a budget amendment that banned the CDC from using federal funds to lobby for gun control. I'd rather guess they didn't want him to lobby for anything, but that's what it was about. Bloomberg claimed that firearm research in medical journals fell by 60% from 1996 to 2010. But what he measured was firearm research relative to all other research. In fact, total research on firearms increased over that time. The studies went from 69 in 1996 to 121 in 2013. Other medical journal research simply increased much faster. Now, another whopper is, after Connecticut passed a law requiring background checks and gun safety courses, gun deaths decreased by 40%. 40%! Their firearm homicide rate did fall by 40% from 1995 to 2005, but the U.S. firearm homicide rate fell by 30% over that same period. This period is conveniently selected. Adding one more year to the data completely undermines the Obama claim. Connecticut's firearm homicide rate fell only by 16% from 1995 to 2006. Fell by 12.5% from 1995 to 2010. Meanwhile, the rest of the U.S. and the rest of the Northeast experienced much greater drops, 27% and 22% from 1995. Those drops were even more pronounced, 39% and 31%. Here's another. Since Missouri repealed a law requiring comprehensive background checks and purchase permits, gun deaths have increased to almost 50% higher than the national average. After the law was changed, it actually did go up by 17% relative to the rest of the U.S. But in the 5 years prior to that change, they had gone up 32% relative to the rest of the U.S. The murder rate actually slowed down after the background checks on private transfers were ended. A violent felon can buy the same weapon over the internet with no background check, no questions asked. A recent study found that about 1 in 30 people looking to buy guns on one website had criminal records. 1 out of 30 had a criminal record. The Every Town organization set up a website pretending to sell guns, but no guns were sold. Criminal background checks were done on the people's names for those who visited the site, and the people who might have criminal backgrounds were identified, but there were all kinds of false positives. These were just a few of the false claims that the president was making his points with. And Bloomberg supplied the research that he relied on. He paid for it. He is a smart guy, Bloomberg. To make sure that all bases have been covered, he has not just produced research to support his cause, but he's also donated to Columbia University's Dart School of Journalism to train journalists around the world on how to cover these studies. Unfortunately, too many of us just simply respond to the facts that Bloomberg and Obama put out by chanting Second Amendment, Second Amendment. The problem is that this concedes a safety issue to gun control advocates and makes Americans view those Republicans as uncaring. This long list of false claims that are quite easily dismissed might not get legislation through Congress, but Obama and Bloomberg are playing the long game. They know they just can't win with just the politics. They have also got to change the attitude, which the attitude has changed. It's changed more in our favor. Bloomberg is worth $37 billion. Do you know how many $50 million checks you can write when you're worth $37 billion? I don't either. I think it's probably 74 of them. That can't be right. No. It would take 20 to write a billion. Yeah, it's a lot more than that. Probably, I don't know. A lot. And he's willing to spend whatever it takes to produce the research that backs up his views and gets in your mind to where you think he's beginning to sound, I don't know, feasible. Think about the things they hammer on, trying to keep the guns out of the hands of mentally ill people. Do we want that? No, we don't. No gun owners want that to happen. Trying to keep them out of the hands of criminals. No, we don't want that either. We're not looking for the criminals to have guns. It's just constantly one of those things. just one of those things. And they're going to keep trying. They'll keep coming. We will see some more in 2016 as we go along, as we're going through the presidential politics and everything else. We will see more gun laws get proposed. There's one out right now that's making the rounds. I've seen the expectations of it. It's another ban, and I think it has a 6% chance of getting out of committee and a 2% chance of becoming law. And people are like, well, Bill, that's a possibility. Well, yeah, it is. And yes, we do have to give it a little bit of attention, but we've got to understand that we give it just enough and then we move on. We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, fire up.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Stolen Valor is free speech. Did you know that? Did you know that it's okay now? Well, since some judges decided about it. All of this stems from an Idaho case. A man there previously convicted for violating the Stolen Valor Act had his conviction overturned by a federal court of appeals after the 11-judge panel was convinced that the act violated freedom of speech protected under the First Amendment. Elvin Joe Swisher, a former Marine who served in the Korean War, wore a Purple Heart while testifying on the witness stand in an unrelated criminal case. It was later determined Swisher, who was honorably discharged in 1957, was never wounded in the line of duty and did not earn the medal. He was convicted of violating the Stolen Valor Act in 2007. The act made it a misdemeanor to falsely claim military accomplishments and was signed into law by President George W. Bush in 2006, but was struck down by a U.S. Supreme Court 6 years later, at the time also citing a violation of the First Amendment. Now, here's the problem with this, okay? With certain awards in the military, like when at Fort Hood, with Nidal Hassan, the first time he shot the place up, when they were calling it workplace violence, they could not get certain benefits because of that. If they had called it a terrorist incident from the get-go, then it would have been actually falling under the purview of some sort of military occupational hazard, and they would have gotten benefits. And a lot of people there that survived it, that got wounded, languished for a very long time. With certain awards for valor, that comes along with certain perks. There's certain perks that comes along with that. A person that is awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor, for example. Now, I don't know if this is still the case. I've never won it, okay? But the Congressional Medal of Honor winners are saluted by officers. That's, you know, so this getting out here, and this is basically codifying lying. I had, I was related to somebody that he's dead now, which thankfully spares him from this, but I would be telling the story anyway. As a younger person, a child, he had a bad kidney, and he lost that kidney. And then years later, when it started to become in vogue to have been in or having, you know, maybe being in currently, he started claiming to have been in the NOM. And the scar where he got the kidney taken out, that became a bayonet wound. And he went around telling all these people this. And then they would come up to me and they would ask me how proud I was of him. And I would look at him and I wouldn't say anything because I could barely contain my anger. Only 1% of the entire population of the United States has ever served in the military, ever. And that makes all of us that served, whether we were, cooks with special qualifications or special forces operators, everybody in that 1%, that makes all of us very elite. I hear people like when Piers Morgan would get out there and say, well, I know very well all about the military because me brother's in it. You don't, unless you've been in the military, unless you've gone through all of the nuances of the military, you don't know anything about the military. It's not the glamorous stuff that makes you military. It's the unglamorous stuff that you do, that you become part of an organization, a military organization. It's the doing without sleep, and it's the having to do as many chin-ups as you can before you get chow. It's the going through the training. It's the graduation of the training and then learning your military occupational specialty. All of that stuff is what makes you military. You can't spend the night at the Holiday Inn Express. You can't take a little two-week boot camp thing or something unless you go through all of it. I mean, I saw guys on the last week of basic training, they would fall out. And they were allowed to be recycled, but, I mean, the mental, emotional hit they had to take because, you know, most of them were very young men. I mean, I went in relatively old. I was going on 23 when I went in. The fact that a few judges have gotten together and said, well, you know, you can say whatever you want. It's protected speech. Now, I understand how the First Amendment works, but one of the things about being in the military that I think needs to be applied to everybody who wants to say they were in the military and try to get all of the little bennies they perceive getting out of the military, it was not a democracy. We were held to a different standard. We existed in a different world. You go to a jail, for example, a civilian jail, and everybody will be up against the bars calling, yelling at you and screaming at you and spitting on you and all kinds of, all manner of things. Go to a military jail. The prisoners in a military jail cannot look at a military member. They have a piece stenciled on their back. When they play taps and reveille, they cannot salute the flag. They still exist within the military community, but they are less than military. They are less than human. They truly bust big rocks and make little rocks. I mean, being in a military prison system is no joke. It's no joke. So I take a little umbrage at this. I know lots of guys that served in the military that claim to be this, claim to be that, but most of the ones that I know, they'll get out there and tell you, well, I was a track mechanic, and track mechanics were very important. For all those guys in tanks and Bradleys and all this other stuff, it's very important to have that support. For every one of those rock stars, there's seven guys making it happen. And in combat, in the Airland Battle Doctrine and the asymmetrical warfare and all this other stuff that's out there, combat is no longer a friendly side, enemy side. It's circular. So everybody has to be able to play, even the cooks. So it's, being in the military meant you were an elite American. I don't mind telling anybody that, and I'll tell anybody that, and I'll argue anybody with that. But it doesn't surprise me. It bothers me a great deal, though. We'll be right back.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Typing. Can't type and talk at the same time. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Okay. Well, on the website, Ben, it's saying it's Stack 5. It says stack5.gcnlive.com. Let's try this. Trying something here, trying to fix something. I log on that way, okay. Now I'm on Stack 5 again. We'll see, we'll see. Anyway, welcome back. The drama of live radio. Recently, Sean Penn worked on reviving his career, which I don't necessarily agree it needed revival. I saw his movie Gunman. I sort of liked it. He's been in some other stuff recently, but, you know, they're saying that he interviewed Joaquin Guzman or El Chapo from the Sinaloas. And he did this for Rolling Stone shortly before the drug lord's arrest. After about a year before this article about Guzman in a fawning Esquire magazine interview, Penn defended several similar journalistic endeavors up to that time. Those had come under criticism as little more than vanity projects for a privileged Hollywood star, largely focused, like the Guzman piece, on glorifying Latin American caudillos and or bandits who are heroes of the left. His distillation, I don't understand that there. This is just administrative. It said, the website said Stack 5, man. Oh, well, anyway. Now I'm here. That's cool. I like it. I'm liking it. Penn, of course, his motivation for this was he wanted to feel good about himself. He thinks that's what everybody should try to do. He threw this line out in an obvious attempt to be both humble and funny, but it actually sort of very succinctly describes the left quite well, quite nicely, actually, quite light nicely. Wow, can't even spell, can I? There we go. Anyway. Penn is, you know, he's born into a very good fortune. He grew up in Malibu with very well-connected parents and achieved personal success, wealth, and admiration early in his career. He's dated a bevy of Hollywood starlets, married a couple, lives large. He's won a couple of Oscars. And, you know, it doesn't get much better for anybody out there. And he's a little, he feels guilty about this. Now, he doesn't feel guilty enough to give up his wealth or actually do any sort of sacrifice for the common good to pay homage to his guilt. He adopts the tropes of his fellow well-placed leftists, critical of his country, and for its alleged wrongs from Yankee imperialism to homophobia. He play acts at being an adventuring journalist out to right America's wrongs, critical of conservatives and others who disagree with his lefty ideals. He does this all the while suckling on the capitalist system, living safe and protected in a stable and well-defended nationalist Western state. That part cannot be underemphasized. It's quite one thing to be out there. You know, if you want to decry gun violence, gun grabbers, don't decry it to me because I'm not out there committing any gun violence. Go to Chicago and stand in the middle of gangland and have the gun violence. Go to, you know, get out there and protest the gun violence in Chicago. Go to Baltimore when they're coming down the street and protest the gun violence. Don't protest it to me. Don't protest it in front of me. This is the reason. See, anytime you see something like this, I mean, one of the reasons Christianity gets attacked so much is because they have this notion that if they attack Christians, Christians aren't going to well up and saw their heads off. The Esquire, quote, reveals the utter emptiness of the Penn value system and that of the Western liberal elites as a group. And it does pretend to be frank and a self-deprecating remark on his supposed accomplishments. He's actually admitting that all of his good works are just an attempt to make himself feel better about himself. There's no intrinsic value to this. There's no motivation for his various causes or progressive adventures or the social circle. If it made him feel better to dig oil wells or hang out with the brothers Koch or hunt endangered African animals, he would do that. Those latter options are probably sort of odious to him only because they are not the things of which the media elites and his fellow travelers in Hollywood approve of. And since garnering that approval and the wealth and the adoration that goes with it makes the pen feel good, well, that's what he does. Another example of his very famous feel-good activism is the famous meltdown of his considerable gun collection to please his new girlfriend, the very, very hot Charlize Theron. Now, the guns evidently made Penn feel pretty good for a considerable time, and he managed to finagle himself a very hard-to-get concealed carry permit in California. All of that firepower no doubt reinforced the tough guy image he has of himself, but Theron and the lure of doing something dramatic and politically correct was just too much. So when Penn decided that Charlize and some more Hollywood adoration would make him feel better than the guns, he decided to get rid of them. But rather than consign them to a gun shop or sell them online like the regular Joe he sometimes pretends that he is, he commissioned a famous abstract artist to melt them into a lump of metal and plastic, which television journalist Anderson Cooper quickly scarfed up for a cool $1.4 million at a swanky Golden Globe Awards party. Now, of course, that money went to charity. So Penn managed to turn a few thousand dollars worth of hardware into a six-figure tax deduction. People like Penn are reminiscent of the German existentialist philosopher Martin Heidegger, who has greatly influenced academia and the leftist elites by philosophically underpinning their extreme moral relativism, which allows them to pick and choose causes worthy and disreputable without any care for logic or consistency, believing in nothing. His masterwork is called Being and Nothingness. In the 1930s Germany, Heidegger, like Penn, was just another idiot trying to feel good about himself. At that time in Germany, you were more likely to feel good about yourself as a Nazi than, say, as a Jew or a Christian or a communist. So Heidegger became one. I suppose the cult of radical, you know, matzo makers had managed to seize power in Germany. He might have joined them instead. So what difference does it make, really, as long as we're going along with the trendy stuff? So extrapolate the pen, self-absorbed thinking to left liberal policymaking in general, and you have a good idea of how selfish and corrupt it can be. So from global warming to immigration policy to health care to painful breastfeeding over supposed white privilege, it's all about those idiots trying to make themselves feel good. In Europe, the leftist desire to feel good about yourself amounts to societal suicide, as the continent is quickly being overrun by millions of Muslim migrants who will never assimilate. They were invited in so that all of the politicians could feel good and keep the welfare state going. All a leftist believes in is self-gratification. Their rejection of universal truth and religion and traditional values makes them very self-loathing and desperate to make that feeling go away. So, like Penn, they mostly exist in a protected, isolated bubble where their mutual approbation keeps the good feelings coming and the uncomfortable knowledge that they are idiots at bay. With Penn, this adds up mainly to a, you know, a very lucrative but public display of stupidity. We're going to flip into the next hour. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.